Allora, did First Buy said anything so far? As photo from, I presume she was just a bit FK. Oh, poker. And I bought Frisbee over MSN as well. Alright. Oh, Bill is coming. Alright, come. The game is just about to start.
Oh God.
What? Oh, God. But I really need to edit some version of King and Knights to make them at least any balance or more interesting. I really need to at some point.
Someone can hit me. Yeah, I noticed and walled it.
Super nigger hanging device.
Super nigger hanging device.
Super nigger hanging device.
It's secret nigger hanging device, but I guess the Fnatic doesn't sound very well with Windows Vista.
Sounds like super.
It's a secret nigger hanging device for me.
I don't know, maybe I just heard it wrong. Me and Wybod played Nigger Murder Simulator. It was hilarious. He has infinite ammo, apparently.
Oh god, Nigger Murder Simulator.
So he just ran around with a shotgun in the swamp area.
Lol.
What are you doing?
Checking my Left 4 Dead video. And I'm gonna upload it. The first campaign. Actually encoded really, really quickly. And it came out to about 700 megabytes, and it's about almost 2 hours long.
Oh man.
I guess it's because it's all really, really dark.
Probably just blending a lot of. So that torrent wants to take another 20 hours still.
Oh. Why is
versus
that?
Like
Why is that?
16 gigs.
For some reason, at certain parts in the video, the bass gets really, really loud for some reason.
Oh.
He's asleep down above. Okay, thanks for the teleport. While I'm getting attacked by a tower, you teleport on. Only Shadowflare would do that.
I'm guessing when it comes to Dwarf Fortress, you can't have a low temperature in magma.
Yes, you can. Magma thaws out stuff.
But I can't find any.
Oh, Mucky has entered battle now.
I think I need to generate a new world.
Probably need to change the seed.
Well, I'm using the file you sent me.
Yeah, you can. It's set to a set seed, and you can change the seed, and it'll change the world. You know? You know, you know, you know.
I'm not actually getting any options about what I want to do, unless that. It's supposed to be like. Create your own world or some shit.
It's create world with options, I think. And then you create orange or morn or whatever it's called, and then after it creates the world, you use the F9 button or whatever that says search with options or something. And then you get to search for shit, you know what I'm saying? Made myself very dizzy by doing that.
I'm trying to find low temperature with a magma pipe.
Low?
I don't think they exist.
Well, it should. Might need to change the seed, but it should.
Well, it's a different world it generated, but... yeah. Freezing, none, and terrifying. Test sand.
Low sand.
Design new world with parameters. Oh yeah, that's what I was supposed to do, lol.
Lol.
And that was that dirge horn, wasn't it?
Yep. Yup.
That doesn't work. I'll try Giant Glacier Evil.
Well.
There's a lot of rivers and shit.
Oh. Yerby. Dicks.
Ball.
So.
Yeah, of course on this one, it instantly finds somewhere.
Now you can also use like the F keys to check the biomes when you're choosing the place, and it'll tell you if there's like any vegetation in certain areas because of dicks.
What does F1 and 2 even do?
Changes the displayed biomes, so when you're like selecting it, like after you accept the search options, and you're at the selection thing, and it says like terrifying, no vegetation, etc., the F keys will tell you what biomes are in that area. Things like F1 to 3.
All I know is random parts of local flash when you press them.
Yeah, those are the biome areas. And if you look on the right, it'll tell you the places. So like one part of it might be dense vegetation, the other part might be low vegetation.
Oh.
And the other part might have Bill stuck in a wall.
What?
The other part might have Bill stuck in a wall.
Might have Bill stuck in a wall.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep. It's exactly as you hear it. Yes, quite so. Really sleepy.
So there's actually only one biome, and it's freezing, and it's wilderness, apparently.
Oh, you're gonna love it. Enjoy freezing to death.
I don't want wilderness, I want terrifying or something.
Oh, well, you can put that in the search options.
I don't know what that is, though. I want undead skeletal whales flying around.
It's in the search options. When you go to the search options, it's like a slider out of 4. I forget what it is. Give me a screenshot and I'll tell you what it is. Can't look right now. I'm watching this video.
Making sure it's working.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it desyncs any further as it goes through.
Did I send you that Dark Messiah video?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe you did. It's like guys walking downstairs or something.
Climbing down a ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Start a fire and they're just climbing down the ladder right into it.
I still find it hilarious that the zombies in Left 4 Dead won't climb the ladder if you're on it. So I was just standing on the ladder just watching them squirm around. Can you see evil and savagery? Those are the ones you want to change. You can set them to 4, I think, is the max. Evil and savage.
It's like low, medium, and high.
Then high is what you want.
But what gives you skeletal whales?
That should give you skeletal whales. If they're set to maximum, it should. That's how I got my area with skeletal groundhogs.
Well, if evil's at high, it just sets it to terrifying, and I get a buttload of goblins.
That is how you get undead, I'm pretty sure, is when it's set to high. Otherwise, you could ask Theo for clarification, because I wouldn't know if there's some other setting that's responsible for that. But I'm pretty sure setting that to high should give you skeletal shit.
That's what I'm trying to read the wiki to find out.
It's
haunted, sinister, and terrifying.
Well, Bill will help you. He's just gonna stick his head into the ground. Just like in the cartoon. And his head will pop out of some other hole and he'll be like, "Ah!" And then... Okay, that was creepy.
And then that.
And then that.
Undead shrubs. Can't wait for the undead carp to come scurrying across the land out of the river and killing everyone.
Hello, all undead carp. undead emus.
More balance and more difficulty.
Yeah.
You know what it means.
What?
Oh, we're...
You know, I've been sitting in the lobby.
I did not notice. Do you want to come? I can rehouse.
That's probably why I'm sitting in the lobby.
Did Ricky just pronounce it as notice?
Yeah.
Probably.
Wow. This is getting to be like Laconius. Munsters and Woof.
And Bill got disconnected somehow.
Apparently evil areas just have random chances of turning everything into undead. Let's go for terrifying.
And Max is not coming, I presume. Let's see. Maybe that could be interesting if I change. Bill? Are you coming? Alright.
You know, there should be a Left 4 Dead live action movie where everyone wears hilarious plastic costumes and the nigger just walks up and shoots witches.
Seeing how that's all he does is walks up and shoots witches and then dies. Then everything else falls on her face.
And gets hanged. He gets hanged a lot.
9 out of 10 is the nigger.
Yep.
And if you have Y-Bot, he's just hunter attractant.
What?
I'm reading this blog on TL, and this guy, he's posting about these ads. I may as well just read it because it's hilarious. I'm an 18-year-old looking for a summer job. It is hard for me to find work, and I want a job so I can afford a car for college next summer. I can clean, babysit, answer phones, pretty much whatever as long as it pays. And then the reply was, I saw your ad looking for work, and I think I have a job for you. I'm looking for an assistant on my farm for the summer. It will involve working outdoors. Let me know if you are interested. And the guy replies, Hi, Mike. I am interested in your job. I love animals, and I used to ride horses, so a farm would be great. What kind of work would I be doing, and where would your farm be located? It needs to be close to somewhere so my parents can drop me off and pick me up. He got a reply, It's very close to somewhere. I'm glad to hear you are familiar with horses, because you'll primarily be working with horses. My farm gets all the old horses that other farms don't need anymore, and they start taking up a lot of room in my stable, which I want to turn into a garage for my new truck. Therefore, the horses need to go. That's my assistant. You'll be in charge of killing the horses and dumping them in the lake behind my farm. I used to have a captive bolt pistol cattle gun that I used to put them down, but it broke when I tried to use it to tamp a keg. You'll probably have to use my 12-gauge shotgun to put them down. Sometimes they don't die right away when you shoot them and will stick the king out. You'll have to stay calm and keep shooting. Don't worry, I'll show you how to use the shotgun if you're familiar with one. You then need to use my chainsaw to cut the horn. Okay, let's try this again. You then need to use my chainsaw to cut the horses into smaller parts so that you can carry them down to the lake. It can get a little messy, so I suggest wearing some clothes they don't care about, or some clothes that the horse blood would complement. The lake isn't mine, it's my neighbor's. He gets kind of angry when he sees it. He gets kind of angry when he sees me dumping dead. Okay, let's try this again. He gets kind of angry when he sees me dumping dead horses into his leg, so you have to make sure he isn't around when you do it. I have some cinder blocks that we can use to weigh down the horses so you don't see them. I have a lot of horses, and each horse takes about an hour and a half to dispose of, so you have plenty of work. The job pays $15 an hour. When can you start? And he gets a reply, oh my god, that is horrible, that is truly awful and sick. Why can't you just give the poor horses away? Sorry, but I'm not helping you slaughter horses. I'm sorry if you were a bit surprised, but that is how farms work. You can't give away old horses, you have to kill them. I thought about it, and if you don't want to use the chainsaw to cut up the horses, you can just use my truck to drag them down to the lake. Do you have your license or permit? If not, this could be good driving practice for you. You don't want to pass up on this great job opportunity.
That's amazing.
No, that is not how farms work. You are just sick. I am not interested. Stephanie, you're going to regret this someday when you try to get a real job. I think this would look great on your resume. Barebay.
That's really just the big reason why I don't like Frisbee at all.
Did you pick a Dragon Ball Z hero again?
No, it was fucking whatever the hell it is, Footman Wars or something, and he just picks the Mountain King and is retarded.
Yeah, Frisbee is kind of a dumbass.
No, I mean, we all died, because Hero is hideously overpowered. That's not bad enough that the maps are imbalanced, it's that people pick the imbalanced heroes knowing they're imbalanced. And it just fucks everyone else. It's not fun anymore. Just sitting there waiting to die, because usually they're dumbass isn't sitting in their base, even though they could just roll over you.
That's another reason why I'm not playing Warcraft 3 anymore. It's people like him and Q. And I know that when StarCraft 2 comes out, I will be banning those kind of people.
If I ever make a map, it's going to have triggers to kill specifically them. Well, see, now you know it's going to take me about 2 or 3 hours to make a character on Ion.
When's Ion coming out?
Well, the open beta's tomorrow. It's coming out on the 20th, I think.
Have fun. Oh god.
Yes, it found high savagery, high evil, low temperature, and a magnify. There's probably other goodies on it too.
What?
Nice if it actually has sand, so I don't have to execute all of my glass makers.
Lol. Ah yes, glass makers. They were a dime a
you
dozen.
Know what? I should just make a lever that has a bunch of trap doors around it. It drops you into this bottomless pit, and when you pull the lever, you just drop down.
I always put my glass shops right near the lava, so they die to all the dogs that are over there, or fire imps.
Yeah, I have this idea though, where you stick a bunch of lever, you stick a lever, and you stick a bunch of trap doors around the lever on the floor. And when the dwarf decides to pull that lever, well, he just falls to his death.
Lol.
And if I could, I'd stick some kind of creature down there to eat them.
Lol.
They probably wouldn't go hungry with all the glassmakers, I guess. There's usually a lot of them, because there's never sand, and you can't get any of the materials to make stuff. I like the name of this, and it has sand. The Winter of Pain.
Where
does it go? I don't even really know how to prepare for the journey carefully. Or what advantage I'd even get over that.
I always do that and I always give myself a bunch of warhounds in case something jumps me in the very beginning. It basically lets you prepare what equipment and stuff you can go with. I just add a bunch of warhounds, pretty much.
I just use play now, usually. I guess I could give myself some of the earlier stuff, like a bunch of points and like mining and other shit like that.
I just came up with a new word. Butt-tacular.
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 Butt-tacular! A7 would be all over that.
Oh, no, again, it's chaos.
Battle.net likes disconnecting.
Yeah, Balan's getting really flaky. I don't know, maybe it's them doing something with their net when they're fucking Velnet.
They really fucked something up the last while. I never got disconnected before.
Yeah, you got a lot of people on TL whining about how Balnet's always disconnecting them now. It's a very big problem. They broke something. My back is sore. Too much bending over.
So are you coming, HKS? Just a no?
Didn't know it was still open. Trying to figure out the name for my group.
The Angry Bear Nutcrackers.
What?
It's gonna be my next group, if I can put that in there, the Angry Bear Nutcrackers.
Angry Baron Nutcracker.
See, I had one group that was named Angry Bear or something or another, but that's the one that I forget what happened, but it didn't work out. And I made this one. It was Angry Bear or something. I'm sure that you could put Nutcracker in there somehow.
I'm not even sure what to begin with mine.
I don't know. You can randomize it a whole bunch of times and end up with something hilarious.
Something to start with, at least.
Yeah. I can jump my APM to anywhere if you ask. Oh my god. I'm still trying to wake up. Just drinking tons of coffee. And sugar.
Hero is so amazing, I can heal myself for 20 hit points every 5 seconds. And I have 1200.
Lol. Bye or bye.
Look, Battle.net already DC'd me again, and now it's stuck in its dimmed form. See how Battle.net dims itself? Fucking World of Warcraft, and it's fading after you leave a game.
See, somehow I guess for the last patch, they did manage to screw up a lot.
It had nothing to do with the patch, it was broken before.
Watch you guys playing! Penis Express.
Tank Wars.
Oh god, not that map.
Which I presume you don't want to come.
You're quite correct in your presumptions.
Alright.
I'm gonna watch TV.
Well then, do you have any idea why Battle.net tend to disconnect people now?
Because they fucked something up Battle.net.
Yeah, that's... I presume that, but I mean anything specific, that's what I meant.
So yeah, it's probably running on some AT&T server that nobody even knows about anymore.
So there's a new Stargate series that's supposed to be coming out in October.
Better with all the disconnects, everyone needs to reconnect.
It's time to reload Warcraft 3.
The Dark Fortress's random names doesn't use everything and make hilarious names.
So which name it did random so far?
It only uses like 4 or 5 words, barely that usually. Actually it's just 2.
I create the game! Going! Hopefully for the last time. I surrender! And I'm dead. GG!